God, so corny.
Yo, 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 we are back for the 19th millionth time. We are the corny dads that do dope things for our dope kids. My name is Dennis Yogi Den. Namaste.
And I'm your boy, Osmond Charles, what you call me?
Here we go. Catch me on.
Catch me on TikTok at Corny Dads OJC.
You had a good winning streak, man. You had a good winning streak. I am the man of many hats. Some people call me Chico. These gentlemen call me Ace. But my children who are today, they call me Papa.
Hey.
All right. So before we get started, going around introducing our corny family in the building today. So thank you. We're grateful for you all being here. It's been a long time coming. I am happy. The corny dads are happy. And I'm going to tell you what happened behind the scenes, guys. Listen, real quick. Like, it was a struggle for us. So shout out to the women that do this every day. Yes. It was an absolute struggle this morning. Getting our kids ready, getting them prepared. But look at them. They look amazing. And Snuggie H is not here today. You know why? Because he's actually doing corny things right now for his dope kids. So he's taking care of business with his family right now. So he was unable to attend. But he is here in spirit. And he is here in energy. And we're happy that my brother is still with us somehow, some way. But we're going to go around. This is how we're going to start. It's a little bit different. We're going to go around. We're going to introduce the kids. Or the kids are going to introduce themselves today. So hang in there.
Go ahead. Tell them your name. Okay, I knew that was gonna happen. This is Ayanna Banana. This is the head honcho right here, the one that be calling all the shots. Go ahead, man.
My name's Amir. My friends call me Mento, but my favorite type of people call me Mimir.
Ooh!
Mimir!
I love it! Who are you?
Just the best, yes sir. My name is DJ.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's Dancing Lun.
Hey. Yes. And we got another one here.
Hey,
we
pull it. Just want to tell them your name, baby.
You just want to tell them your name really quick? Say Dior. Say my name is Dior.
That's hey. My.
You're like, not today.
Not today, baby.
Not today.
You want to wave really hi? You want to say hi?
That's
we going, it's okay.
Can
you go back to the corner?
We pull the children out everywhere.
Yo,
that is Dior. She is 2 years old. She's a Virgo, so she does things on her own time.
Yeah,
so.
Shout to my Virgo twin right there.
So, again, we are here with our beautiful, beautiful family. The energy is amazing in the room. And we just want to take the first segment, the first time, just to go around and just have the corny dads just give one or two things. Y'all already know what type of vibe this is going to be today.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what it is.
This is authentic.
Y'all know what it is. Yeah, this is real. Right? Live and uncut. We're just going to have the corny dads go around really quick just to say something that they appreciate about their kids or they admire about each one of their babies before we go ahead and start. And we're gonna start with Oz today. Hey. We're gonna start with the God Oz.
Why not? All right, so the first thing, you know what, honestly, it's too many things for me to say, right? It's way too many things for me to say about my son.
Matter of fact, I think you hold on to that, because he's the only child, right? So that's start off with the people that got like a million kids, right?
And then, I think that'd be easy.
Yeah. And then we're going to come back and get my man Jess the best in the game. So,
yes, sir.
So, Ace, what you think? You want to start or should I start?
I'll start off, man. I mean, one of the things, of the many things that I admire about my children, like Ayanna, baby girl right here, she's tough like many other women in my life. Like, she's a great carbon copy, but she's so loving and affectionate when she needs to. When she sees that I'm kind of just this in my own element, she'll come and she'll give me a hug and stuff like that.
Aww.
So that's one thing I admire about my baby girl. Now my son, my firstborn, this guy's a warrior, out the gate. But one thing I do admire, he teaches me a lot about myself. He's super smart, super intuitive, always asking questions, and he puts critical thinking to the max. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, I guess I got sparring lessons when growing up under Oz because they're the same zodiac sign, so we are always going at it. So nah, that's his problem. That's Uncle Oz's problem. but one thing I must say about him is he wows me every day because he's just a wealth of knowledge. He hungers for knowledge, and I love that about him. You know what I mean? So those are the things that I admire about my children.
Let's go, yeah. Ace Boogie. That was beautiful.
Let's go.
All right, so I'll go ahead and start from youngest to oldest. So baby Dior, who's sitting in the cut right now, it's better off she stays there. It's my Virgo baby. She does what she wants.
Yeah.
You understand? On her time. I love the fact that she's very intricate and pays very close attention to detail.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that I struggle with is that space in understanding organization and things of that nature. So sometimes it teaches me to be more patient, right? Because she's doing her thing and she's letting me know, like, dude, on my own time, I'm gonna get this mm-hmm. done. So I have to sit back and watch things start to develop and then see it become a beautiful thing. So then I'm like, okay, I understand. So that's one of the things that I love and admire about Dior. And for the sake of time, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about DJ, right? DJ is here. They call him the Baby Yogi, right? But he is who he is. He's DJ, right? You saw we was like, hey, you can be whoever you want to be today. He could have been Dennis. Mm-hmm. He could have been Baby Yogi. Mm-hmm. He could have been all those things, but he chose to be himself, which is DJ. And that's one of the things I admire the most about him, that he is who he is. And it's almost like a reincarnation, like my dad, right? Like this dude is like. So when it comes down to intellect, just like Mirror, right? It's like he's inquisitive. He's mm-hmm. asking about everything. Mm-hmm. Like, are we going somewhere? We're having a great time. Like, say if we're going to like Six Flags Amusement Park, my man wants to know about the statue. Mm-hmm. He's like, the rides are nice, mm-hmm. but tell me about this statue. Tell me about mm-hmm. the architecture. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this bridge mm-hmm. that goes over the water. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That thing he wants to know about, and then he remembers. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think that's one of the most beautiful things about Dennis, is that he's just a thirst, like you said, a thirst for knowledge, and then he uses it at the perfect time. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I appreciate about you the most and admire about you. Now my eldest, my first baby, which is London Hair, the dancer, right? again, like, see, London was very gifted with beauty, right? Mm-hmm. On the outside, right? Mm-hmm. So we know what comes with that. We know is that the world deems beauty on the outside mm-hmm. as the greatest thing that someone can have, right? And it gets you far, right? On the surface, when you really think about it. But one of the things that I love about London, or admire and appreciate about her, is that mm-hmm. she understands that she's beautiful on the outside, but that doesn't take away from how she starts to develop the inside of her, right? Mm-hmm. Where she's like, mm-hmm. What about my courage? What about my confidence? What about my inner child that I might have to heal? Or what about my intentions that I have for people? What about the love, compassion that I have for others, the empathy that I have for others? So it's like, yeah, all the outside is good, but she's developing her inside, the inside of who she is, more now than ever. And to watch it develop before my eyes, I always give her a hug, and I'm like, did you do the hard stuff today? And she's like, I did. And I'm like, that's the stuff that matters, right? How you feel. Mm-hmm. So she's a Leo, and that's the lion.
Yeah.
So she's developing that courage and that sunshine, and she brightens my day every day.
Hey. Oh, man. So this should be pretty easy for me, right? Because Justice is my favorite child, right? Out of all my children, he's my favorite. And that's because he's my only child, right?
That's right.
So Justice to me is, Justice changed my life, right? Mm. And he changed my life, he changed my way of thinking, because Justice provided me with purpose. Mm. And as I found my purpose and I found my way through life, I had the opportunity, I was blessed to watch this individual grow up and blossom, right? Into everything that I wasn't at his age,
hey.
Right? Justice is loving, he's compassionate, He's very inquisitive. And just like his mother, he is the most gifted person that I know. Like, like he's a straight A student. He's a scholar, athlete, right? And one of the things that I love about him, and you know, I don't want to take credit for it because I can see how in life it could be a gift and a curse. His grit, his determination, right? And the discipline that he shows every day, not only to himself, but to his teammates, not only to his teammates, but to his class, academic work, right? He is always pushing the envelope. This boy pushes the envelope every single time. He doesn't take no for an answer, and he doesn't believe in taking losses. We view everything as lessons, and every time, you know, we find ourselves in a situation where there's a lesson to be learned, he always comes back and he always says, hey, Dad, this is what it is. And, you know, just the other day, me and Justice, we had a conversation where you know, he was just a little bit of, he was just a little upset. And to me, one of the dopest part about him being upset is the way that he circled back, right? And we were able to have a conversation. We were able to talk about his feelings and what was going on, right? And the only thing that I could say to you, son, is I thank you for trusting me, right? For believing that I am not only your dad, but I am your friend, and not only your friend, I'm your homie. You feel what I'm saying? So for that, I thank you. And you are... Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And we cannot forget about Kaysen, KL, and Kaden, which are Snuggie's sons. All three of them are his boys, and I can't really speak how Snug would speak for his children.
Right.
But just by me being an uncle and watching them all, I can say that, first of all, these are marvelous young boys. These are marvelous young men in the making. And I can, and if you go back to, I want to say, episode 2, he explains literally how each, what each one of their names means and the purpose that they have on this planet. But me just watching them this past weekend, again, Kaysen is the smallest one, right? He's 3. He's the warrior, right? He does, he's that child that's gonna do whatever he wants to do. He's not scared, he's not fearful of anything. Then you have KL that's like, I'm definitely not scared of anything, and I'll stand up to anyone. That's the middle child, right? That's me. It reminds me so much of myself. He's like, yo, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do regardless, because I see it in my perspective. I see it the way that I need to see it, and the way that I need to see it is right. Right? You understand what I'm saying? So he's determined. And then you also have Kaden that's like, hold up, wait a minute. Let's think about this first.
Let's think about it.
Let's think about it first.
Got a perfect balance.
Oh, make it make sense? Now we on go. So that's all three of his children from my perspective and my eyes. So shout out to Snuggie H and all three of his boys.
Absolutely, bro. Shout out to Snuggie H. We love you, man.
Y'all ready? Like he died or something. We love you, man.
Listen, he out here doing what he's supposed to be doing. He putting on for his children.
He figured doing.
You feel what I'm saying? So that matters. That matters a lot to us. That matters a lot to the children, and it matters a lot to the people who view the show to know that, you know, Snug is not just talking about it. He's actually walking the walk.
Talk that. Absolutely.
You did.
All right, so let's get into it. We have a few questions to ask you guys. Hopefully you weren't prepped for it, but we will know if it was prep time, prep city. But here's the first question, and we don't have to go in any particular order, but we would like most of you guys to say something or to answer the question. So the first question is, what superhero reminds you most of your dad? And why? Who would like to go first?
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay.
All right, Dad, you remind me of Captain America because he's fearless, like he has no fear. He knows to keep going and never stop. He's strong and real powerful, and he believes in what he's saying. And he kind of reminds me of you.
Oh!
Hey. Bring out the tissue!
Yo, where's the tissue? Somebody, Justin asked about the tissue earlier. He said, I'm going to bring tissues on this episode.
We should borrow some tissue.
Say, absolutely. Thank you, my love.
So she's a DC girl. You're a DC. That's Marvel?
That's Marvel.
Oh,
come on.
Thanks, Paul. But I thought it was DC.
You just late on that, just man. Like you was late today. Nah. All right, cool. So what superhero reminds you of your father the most and why?
You gotta think about
two it. Dorks. Look, I'm in between two dorks.
You know why they're not on that vibe?
I was gonna say the same thing as London.
You was gonna say London? What else? You got another superhero maybe?
No, I was gonna say the same thing as London.
All right, cool. Okay. Anybody else?
What about you, Sam?
All right, Jess.
Well, that reminds me of Batman, because he just appears at any time.
Oh yeah, helicopter dad. That makes sense.
Yo, listen, Bruce Wayne was a pretty fly guy to me.
No, he was super fly. Let's not get it messed up. Absolutely. So he's the bat. Let me ask you a question. Can you allow the bat signal to appear at any time and my man to be there?
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Can you give us a time where you showed the bat signal out of nowhere and he just popped up?
Well, the other day, right, I was texting my dad talking about how something happened, and then my dad said, "What happened?" And then I said, "I'll call you when I get home." And it was actually, and then dad said, "I'm on my way."
And you're on his way. The bat signal was put out there, and dad was on his way no matter what happened.
Skirt.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
I got one.
Yes, sir.
My dad also reminds me of Batman because he'll keep doing a job until he has it done. He's a very hardworking, determined man, and he will not stop at any cost until he finishes a certain task.
I love that. I love that. That sounds like really good. Like we almost went through that. Son, sit up tall.
But he won't help me on it though. He won't help me. He'll give me great instruction, but it's on me.
I'm more of emotional support.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Sweetheart, what do you think your daddy, who does your daddy remind you of? What superhero does your dad remind you of?
Go ahead. You got one? You got any in mind?
Any superhero?
None? Not really? No.
What superhero do you like? Do you like any of them? Like Iron Man?
Talk to me about a doll, bro.
Any princesses? What's your favorite princess?
She's a fan of the Grinch. She likes the Grinch.
You like the Grinch?
Yeah, she liked the Grinch.
She loves the Grinch.
Yeah, she loves the Grinch. She said yes.
She got a onesie, a plushie. She would probably buy out an entire Grinch store if she could.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. All right, she'll wake up. All right, beautiful.
Wait, she also looks like the girl from the Grinch, too.
She likes the little
Grinch. Yeah.
That's a good observation, Dan. Something. All right. So y'all passed? Y'all feel good about them answers? All right, good. What about the dads? Dads feel good about that?
I'm cool.
All right.
I don't mind being Bruce Wayne.
All right, cool. Yeah, because he got the money, he got the power, right? All right. So what is the coolest thing about your dad? Look at it, right in there.
So the coolest thing about my dad is that he's very cool. He, like, all my friends love my dad. Like all of them. But the main thing about my dad is that, like, he always supports me, and he's very, like, hardworking. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
That sounds mad corny to me.
Yeah,
but that is super cool. Yo, and I can attest to that. I can attest that all his friends love him. You know why? Because he's engaging with everyone. It's all he got to work. If you look on any platform, he's engaging with everybody's kid. Like it's almost like it's his. But you know the difference, though. You know which one is his. All right. So what is the coolest thing about your dad, Dan? What's the coolest thing about me?
The coolest thing about you is like you're super spiritual, like. You can talk to your higher self.
Ah! We're gonna need to review that one. I think that sounds practice. That sounds practice.
Everything. We did not coach my kids, and I can't make this up.
Listen, just letting you know,
I be doing the work. They do the work.
Listen,
Mama do the work.
This should let you know right here, right now. There is no cap. We all got caps on, but ain't no cap.
No cap.
And what we do, because our kids actually get to see it. That was dope, DJ.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was a great answer, because that would have been my answer. That would have been my answer.
Can't make that up, y'all. All right, what are we thinking?
The coolest thing about my dad is, again, he'll start a project, and he won't stop at like any cause, and he tries to like engage with my friends a lot. Like when he drops me off for school and my friends come up to me, he's like, "Hey, how you doing? How was your weekend?" So
you
very,
like that.
Very determined.
Very determined.
Your friends
very
think
social.
I'm so are you. I mean, your friends think I'm pretty cool, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's debatable.
That's debatable. He's looking for a debate right here.
Right here.
Okay. I said that is debatable.
He went to spoke.
That's actually not debatable. Like, Ace is really cool. You understand what I'm saying? People love him and the energy is good. Yeah. Even when you came in today, although you were late, you would have thought you were on time. The way the energy just shifted. It was great energy when you came in. Like, yo, I'm here. My presence is here. So that's not debatable.
The party don't start to, you know what I'm saying, to Ace or Chico or whatever y'all want to call me, get here, baby. You know what I mean? All right.
Did you want to go learn or not?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. So the best thing about you is that you are extremely patient, and you work so hard to get whatever you want. You are such a person that, like, all right, I'm going to do this, and then you do it. Or I'm going to get this, and you get it. Because you, like, the universe wants you to have everything that you want. You go out your way to help other people. You are, like so nice, and like he said, all my friends love you. They like, yo, your dad is so cool, and like you are, like, I've never been even a little bit embarrassed with you or anything. Even if you like you start singing out loud, like I feel like in this space, I feel like I can be myself when I'm around you, because mm-hmm. I feel like I have that support from you.
Let's run it back real quick,
right? Because since you were speaking, what's something that you love doing with your dad?
One thing I love doing with my dad is talking to my dad.
Oof. Mm. Oof.
I can talk to him about anything. And I know that he'll support me and give me the right thing to do, what to do, the right thing to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he's there. I can speak to him.
Dope.
Yeah.
DJ, what you got for me, DJ?
I like going to the park with my dad because the park is very cool. And the dog park is like where I can roll around and do amazing tricks.
DJ, ask your dad for a dog.
Get one.
You get a fish.
Get a dog.
Good answer.
Yo, who put this guy on it?
Let me see. Who's next? Mayor. What is something you love doing with your dad?
Again, like London said, I really like talking to him. Like, I'll talk to him for like a solid 20 minutes about like what me and my friends were doing, what we were playing, how was my day. So I feel like I can really express myself when I'm around him.
That's a beautiful answer. Does he seem engaged and like he cares what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest thing, right? Solid 20 minutes, that's a long time. Especially when a man is determined and completing tasks. Mm-hmm. And he takes that time
off. You gotta ask the right question. I mean, because my son, he's very detailed. So he's mm-hmm. gonna tell you the story and he's gonna tell you every aspect and aspect of it. So I gotta ask the right questions to get the right, and sometimes I'll over ask questions and he'll just be like, "Wait a minute, I'll have to get back to you on that." So, because he's a detail-oriented kid. So that's one thing. What about you, Yaya? What you like doing with Papa? You gonna be shy the whole time? Then you gonna have a bunch of saying
the call. She likes forcing.
No, you can't talk.
You can't answer for her.
Yeah.
What do you like doing with Dad?
Yeah, here we go.
Y'all play dolls?
What?
Let me ask you a question. Just recently, you drew a picture of your dad.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You remember the picture you drew of him? Why didn't you give your dad a neck?
Why you
give
no your neck?
Dad, no neck. Why did you say pretend the neck was there?
I could see why.
Yeah. I could see why.
Why didn't you give daddy a neck? She's like, I'm the Grinch. Don't worry about it. I ain't giving that, homeboy. She said, go back to the video if you want to know. All right, cool. Thank you. Yo, thank you for the answers that are beautiful. Those are beautiful answers. All right. And we're not always looking for the most beautiful answers, it's right? Not.
Tell sometimes, the truth.
Yo, just be super honest and super upfront. Like, if it's something that you're like, yo, this is great, but I wish something we did more things. Be honest with that too, right? Because that's what type of show that we have on, right? So we know we're not all perfect, and we're gonna get into the unperfect or imperfect questions.
So, bro, I skipped you.
What's word.
What's the coolest thing? No, I actually wrong question. Mm-hmm. What's something you love doing with your dad, with your father?
Playing basketball.
Tell us why.
Because we beat all the old heads on the court.
You do know your dad is an old head. He's in the old head coalition as well.
I know, but we beat them.
I still got smoke for you, though. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Yo, I've been working on his knees, man. Namaste, man. You know
Namaste.
What I'm saying?
Namaste.
For real. All right, and again, these are things that we can attest to, right? Because I watched them ball, and you put it up, right? Mm-hmm. When they actually was hooping out there, and y'all was in Brooklyn?
Yep.
The old stomping grounds?
Yep.
They spent the day in Brooklyn, went out there, and beat a couple old heads, and came back to the block to talk to them about it, and then went home. So you can't make this stuff up.
Yo, honestly, one of the coolest things, right, if you from Brooklyn, USA, I had the opportunity, right, because sometimes when you tell your kids stories, right, sometimes there's no validity to it because they can't really see it, right? So what we used to do, and I'm pretty sure this is done all over, right? We used to arch our name in the wet cement, right? So I would tell them certain things, and we just happened to be in Brooklyn that day. We went to go get some pizza, and we decided to just go to Brooklyn to get some pizza. And I was like, all right, listen, let's go around the way. And he started asking me questions, and I was like, "Oh, so you thought I was capping?
That was fraud.
Come over here. Look at that. You see that right there? It says Osner. Mm-hmm. Like my name is in the cement. So it was dope, man. The ability to show your kids who you are, where you come from, and to ultimately show them, you know, the environment that you're a product of, right? Mm-hmm. So it was a little uncomfortable, but it was home.
What's one thing, Justice, about Brooklyn that you was like, come on, bro, what we doing? It's time to go.
Okay, so one time, right, so when we were in Brooklyn, right, my dad was with his, some of his old friends, right? And keep in mind, it was like July in this time, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe like the end of June. I heard a firework, and I wanted to leave.
Why? What did you think it was?
A gunshot.
You heard what he said. I heard a firework.
Nope.
I know what that really was. It's time to go. Like, he knew the difference. So that's what's up. Thank you, Justice. But that's how you know. Again, this is real. This is the real stuff, right? All right, y'all ready for the next one?
Ooh.
What you got one?
No, this one is hard.
Okay. What's something you wish your dad would stop doing?
Ooh.
Damn, yo, yeah, Justice be pulling.
He grabbed that
Justice joint. Be pulling up the mic like this. I gotta answer for everything, bro. What is one thing you wish your dad would stop doing?
I got one.
Stop. Yes.
Something I wish he would stop doing is most of the times when he comes back from work, I have at least 5 stories for him. But sometimes, by the time I get to the end of the first one, I say, oh, I have another one. And he'll just be on his phone like nothing happened. I call him 3, 4, 5 times. This one time I called him 8 times. And he finally looked over. And I was like, are you okay? And he was like, yeah. Tell me the story. 15 seconds later, 9 times. Papa.
You heard that.
He had him queued up for me. Sometimes it'd be rapid fire through the door. I'll have Ayanna like, hold me. I'll be like, all right, hold her. I got my dog jumping on me. I got Amir with the tablet. It'd be rapid fire, so I'll be needing a moment to decompress, but he be having it ready for me, man.
All right.
Through the door.
So I like that, right? So you want him to at least, can we compromise, at least get the 2 or 3 stories? Maybe you got 5 lined up, but can he get through? You like progression? He like, nah. No, get the 2 or 3,
rapid
maybe.
Fire.
All right.
Maybe.
What you think? What you want your daddy to stop doing?
Well, Papa, dude, that's embarrassing.
This right here.
This right here. Stop.
All right, kiddos. What y'all think? What would you like daddy to stop doing?
Something I would like you to stop doing is eating the mucus, because you have to spit out so the mucus doesn't get you.
All right, so let me clear that up for y'all.
Please do.
All right, so if I'm eating, like, so since my body is so, like, my vessel is so clear sometimes, like, if I've come off of a fast, if I eat any carbohydrate, say if I'm eating pretzels, I eat anything like that, mucus generates quicker, right? Because my body responds to my immunity system, my immune system responds to my body really quickly. And then it produces mucus. That'll let you know there's probably something I shouldn't be eating. And then I get the spit, and he doesn't like that.
Okay.
He's like, oh, this man has been, yo, can you relax? You probably shouldn't eat it, bro, if you're going, you're on your third pretzel and you're still, you know, so he doesn't want me to spit. So that's a real thing. He's like, that annoys him. So I understand that, son.
What you got, Bunny?
I mean, I really can't
think of
anything for real. Other than I wish you stop having your phone on Do Not Disturb all the time.
and we be over here crucifying Snug? Okay. Go ahead.
And guess what I do, London? What? I call right back.
Me too. Come on. And then, I mean, this isn't really just like him. This is like a pet peeve. I just don't like people smack. But that's not just him. It's a lot of people that do that. So.
It's on the pretzels.
I really don't.
It's on pretzels. They be looking at me like,
tearing them joints up.
Yo, she puts on her headphones at the highest volume.
Right.
Like, I just already know that I'm already causing commotion because it's my eating habits. My kids don't like my eating habits. Dior, what you think? She said, don't eat. Can you say? Come on. She said, no. She said, I ain't going to.
That's a Dior said,
they want
to
see you.
If people want to see you, baby. You want to come up? Say hi.
There you go. Let's have her just sit and hang out.
You want to say hi, baby? Look at the camera.
Look at the camera.
Tell them what you don't like what daddy do.
But I think.
This is too much.
I think one thing that we could, I guess, all agree and attest to is that our children are definitely observant of us and things that we do. You know what I mean? So it's important that as, you know, as role models or just being parents, that we, you know, we have to be conscious of the things that we do and say around our children, because they're picking up on everything, all of our habits, all of our tendencies. Like, even him saying that, I do that. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's something that I will work on moving forward. You know what I mean? So that's why it's good to have those open lines of communication with your children, so you can know what to rectify. For us in the, and I always got to bring it back to the Caribbean West Indian community. Mm-hmm. Your parents can do no wrong. It's you eating their food, living in their house.
Uh-huh.
Whatever they do, it's the right way. But I guess now us growing up and being parents now, we're a little bit more liberal when we come to, like, you know what? I got you. I'm listening to you. You know what I mean? I'll work on it.
Absolutely. Well, we got one more.
Go ahead, Just Blaze.
What is one thing that you wish that your papa would stop doing?
You can get more than one thing.
You can get more than one.
Yeah.
Assuming that he has.
So, when I'm at my, like, for example, if I'm at a game or a track meet, right, all I hear is, let's go, Justice, let's go, but at a very high volume.
Say it. How does he do
it? How's it go?
At a high volume.
Yeah, bro, I'm going.
Let's go, Justice!
How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
So what do you say? Are you saying that is that you get a little embarrassed? You say I get a little embarrassed when my dad is turned up. You have anything to say about that? How's you gonna stop or no?
Nah.
No,
I ain't gonna stop.
Something you gonna have to get used to, my boy.
Get used to it, my boy.
Take that.
Because listen, because ultimately the stadiums are gonna get bigger, and hopefully they drown out my sound.
You hear this, boy? Yo, you would have never thought that. I love to come back, Papa. I love to come back. All right, y'all ready for the next one?
Let's go next one.
All right, is there anything you wish your dad did more?
It's a hard one.
Bro, I was about to say, you jumped up real
you
quick.
You jumped up.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to be like, hold up, bro.
Well, she gave me more money.
It ain't enough.
It ain't enough. What is it? And I'll let you guys I want you guys to take your time and think about that. What is one thing that you need more from your father, right? Mm. What is it that you need more from? And I think this is an important question because there's times that we feel like we're giving you guys what we can possibly give you, but we're not sure that it's something that you desire and you need more of that fills your spirit and fills your heart and fills your soul. So we want to know on live TV in front of millions of people, what do you want more thousands. From your fathers? And it doesn't matter what it is. Let us know so that way we can make the adjustments and we want everyone to feel the same way.
That's actually a great question.
You're a good question.
Can this question have any answer?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got none.
It's okay.
Oh. Me too.
Dennis, what would you like for your dad to do more of?
Oh, to do more?
I would like you to eat more healthy foods and fruits and a lot of those things.
Why is that?
Because you can get super strong from that. Mm-hmm. And I want you to meditate more. Mm-hmm. More and more until you can unlock your powers.
Ooh. You know what? Yo, and I appreciate that, son, because it doesn't always have to be something for them, right? He wanted this for me, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, you know, so you can stop getting on my nerves and you're not eating the foods that you say you're going to eat or you want me to eat. It's not that. It's I just want you to be healthy. I just want you to eat better. You know, for you, and I want you to meditate more. And they know I meditate, right? So I want you to meditate more so you can reach where you want to go to. So I think that was a really unselfish answer, son, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I have two things. The first one is to try a bigger variety of, like, foods. Like, 90% of your diet.
Damn, 90.
4 days a week, mainly, is rice and chicken. Mm. Like, you never try anything different.
I love rice and chicken.
Amir, I got a video for you.
Wow.
He was eating salmon, and guess who made it?
You.
Yeah, my boy.
And the other thing is to, I know how I said he's very determined and won't stop until he finishes something, mm-hmm. but sometimes I think that's a bad thing, mm-hmm. because he's just in the basement almost all the time, cleaning it out or in the garage, and then he's inside for like 10 minutes and goes back to work.
Yeah, can I say something about that? I can definitely attest to that, and there was a space and time where I felt like I just needed to do more for my family. You right. know, I really felt like I needed to do more, and at my time apart, I had to sacrifice some of the times that I would have inside the house. So I would a lot of work outside the house. And just also for my mental space, right? I needed to have a space for myself that I can breathe, that I can work. Because I know that it really falls on me, right? To protect, to profess mm-hmm. the three Ps, right?
And provide
for my family. So sometimes, you know, we're people too. And I remember I was at a stage in my life where I went through, and I'm not speaking for Ace, but I'm just letting you know that I understand that, and I had to find that balance too. So I thank you for saying that, right? Because it struck a chord in myself. So I appreciate that.
Once again, once you think that they're not watching how you're moving the things that you're doing, they definitely are. And we talk about the P's, provide, protect, and profess. Mm-hmm. And we spoke in a previous episode, like just me trying to instill certain values in Amir or just in my children in general. One of the P's that I've actually seen him doing is protecting, right? Mm-hmm. Protecting his little sister, protecting his mom. He has a great emphasis on that because he knows that that's important for him. That's something that he has to do as a bigger brother mm-hmm. or, you know, sometimes of just being the only man there when I'm not at home. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I definitely know that he can do. And, you know, the professing, you know,
he's
super,
professing.
Yeah, super emotional, super thing, so. He has no problem with that. The providing thing, I don't know, man. We gotta work on that. We gotta do some chores, man. We gotta get you up there.
So with that being said, Ace, note taken?
Absolutely.
Note taken, absolutely, right? Right. In real time, making an adjustment. So yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Come on, Just Blaze.
G Boogie? Just the best.
Tell the truth and shame the devil, boy.
Don't worry, we got your back.
You want us to come back to you?
Come back to you?
Wait. I don't really think that there's something that my dad could do more because I honestly think that my dad does like almost everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that he does like he provides for me and he does a lot of things for me. Even though I know that not everybody is perfect, but I still think that my dad does everything that I like and everything that he does, so I don't really think that there's something that I wish my dad did more. All
right. I like it. I love it. There's not always an answer for the answer. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
I think.
Go ahead, London. London kind of quiet there.
He basically took the words out of my mouth. Because, like, there's nothing, like, as a little kid, you want your dad to start doing everything because everything you do feels like you're getting attacked. But as I got older, I started noticing, like, from people that I know to my dad is like, my dad, there's nothing he should stop doing because as a father, he does what he's supposed to do. And he's there for everything that he's supposed to be there for. And he takes care of me. And he knows exactly what he's supposed to do. And I know a lot of people that I know and a lot of people out there don't have that. And I know I'm really lucky to have somebody that's exactly what he's supposed to do as a father. He's the best father I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you. London, I got a question for you. So your dad is not only a dad, right? He's a mentor to a lot of kids and a lot of, you know, youth from your city. Is there ever a point in time where you feel like he is doing a lot more than he can handle, or that he feels that, or you feel like he could be spending a little bit more time with you guys rather than the mentees, or does he have a good, does he practice a good balance of mixing in the two?
He does a good way of balancing the two because, you know, sometimes he might call me like, just the other day, he had texted me when I was at work. He was like, I'm near your house. You want me to come pick you up? But I wasn't home yet, so he wasn't able to come get me. But, like, he calls me random times, like, you doing something? We about to go here. We about to go dog park. We about to go Franklin Institute. Like, he wants me to go to these things. We recently just went to a place where they did yoga and stuff. He took me to there, and I was like, I like spending time with my dad because I know it's fun, and it's nice knowing that he cares about what I'm doing, because now I know that he wants to provide for me, and that's good. I'm glad that he
I take that.
You know what the thing is? I feel like there is no manual, there is no script to being a father. At least for me, it wasn't right. I ain't gonna speak for everybody else. For me, there was no manual, there was no script, so. You know, becoming the father and assuming that position and assuming that responsibility, you know, you never know if you're doing the right thing or if you're doing the wrong thing, right? Mm-hmm. You just gotta follow your instinct and just do a thing, right? Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I would say is to never give up on it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, to hear our kids, you know, say that, you know, there's nothing, like, honestly, I'm in my feelings. I just can't, I'm just all dried up. Tears can't come out right now. I ain't get too much sleep, but it's rewarding. And for, you know, any other father that's out there that's listening to this and you know that you're not engaged for whatever the reason may be, right? Maybe today's the day. It's the holidays. Maybe today's the day you pick up the phone. Maybe you spin the block one time, right? Yeah. Maybe. Just yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. And all of this stuff is, you know, you hear it. Again, we've been doing this work for a long time, you know, in our kids' lives from the beginning, and it hasn't always been amazing, right? There's been times where I've asked, my children, you know, what is it that I can do more, right? And they've told me, they pick up the phone, they tell me, like, hey, listen, maybe you can stop blaming me for this, or maybe you can treat us the same, right? Because sometimes you treat your kids differently, depending on, you know, how you're feeling, and depending on their personality. But sometimes, like, no, I don't like that. I want you to treat me exactly the way that you would treat Dennis, or the way you would treat London, or not exactly how you treat Dior, but, I mean, she shouldn't get away with things that, you know what I mean, we know is not right. You understand what I'm saying? Or you don't want to deal with at the time. Mm-hmm. So that we get called out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I get called out. But we're gonna bring it a little lighter, and then we'll go in. What's your dad's favorite color?
Easy.
Ayanna should know that.
Easy. So, first one, purple. Second one, green.
All right. Before we go in to see if that's correct, we're going to keep going around.
See, that's correct. Come on, Ayanna. You could, that's when you could answer.
What's your dad's favorite color? For a dollar.
All right. Go ahead, man.
This is betrayal, Ayanna. Red?
Okay.
Rojo. Okay.
Rojo. Okay. What's your dad's favorite color?
I think it's red too.
Think it's red? What do you think?
That's easy. It's my favorite color, red.
Red. Okay. So, the survey says, let's see. Let's start with me. Is my favorite color red, fellas? Anybody know?
Survey, I don't think says. So.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think for your characteristics.
I thought your favorite color was black.
Red is the favorite color. Ding, 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 ding. All right, so my kids, they know, right? All right, Oz is the two favorite colors. Is it purple and green? That's just to start off with. Is purple and green in your favorite color realms?
Yeah, honestly, purple is my favorite color.
Purple is the favorite color. And then, is it green after that, or is it something else?
I'd say it's blue.
Blue. So we're saying purple is blue. And let me ask you a question, Jess. Why do you think your father's favorite color is purple?
Well, I really remember me when I was younger at my house. We were up the stairs. Dad, I think my dad, when my dad was walking down the hallway, I asked my dad, what was his favorite color? And he said purple. And then after that, right, I asked him what his second favorite color was. Then he specifically said green.
He specifically said this. Remember?
Listen, I
don't recall. You're going to do the
No. I'm going to say this, right? So I'm a Sigma man, so my favorite color is blue.
Okay, I got you. All right.
So that was probably before I became a Sigma man. I said green. But as a Sigma man, my second favorite color is blue.
All right, bet. So you got it right, my G.
Hold on.
All right, Ace.
Well, unfortunately, sir, you got it wrong.
I think it's green.
What's that?
I think it's green. Green.
That's also incorrect. Sorry about that. You want
blue.
Blue.
You get half a point for that, man. You should have. Half a point. I got it.
So it's either blue or black.
So you can redeem yourself. Maybe you don't know it, but I'll let you take a guess. Why do you think blue? Why did that come to mind?
Because, like I said, I have a lot of conversations with my dad, mm-hmm. and I was thinking of one, and I asked my dad what's his favorite color, but then it kind of escalated into, like, what are your favorite things in that color?
Oh, man, y'all be going deep.
So I kind of remember those things that he had said, but I said red originally, mm-hmm. because red is just a fitting color for him.
It's a fitting color.
Like, I feel like if his favorite color wasn't blue, I feel like it would be red.
It would be red. All right. Why do you guys? You know what? You something else, young man.
He's a politician, man.
Yeah, he is a politician, man. Why red, y'all think? She calling BS down there.
Yeah,
why red, you guys think?
I don't know.
Not sure?
No.
I
just cheated.
Dennis turned off of donuts, you hear me?
What donuts? What kind of donuts you like?
What kind of donut you had today?
Vanilla.
Ah, yeah, he's feeling it too. He's like,
disgust.
All right, cool.
All right, so we're going to go back into the regularly scheduled program. Now, this is a question, and if you guys need us to dig deeper into the question, let us know. How is one way that your dads make you feel or help you feel safe about coming to talk to them? Or how do they create a safer environment for you? Or do they?
Well, my dad gets out, because most of the time my dad's on the phone with his friends. He'd be like, hold on, I'll call you back. Right?
He did though.
Then after that, me and my dad just sit on the couch and just talk for a while. And then that makes me know that I'm safe.
Nice. So let me ask you a question, Justice. You said your dad he does this, right? He's like, oh. Do you think that your dad picks up on what we call nonverbal cues? Maybe you don't say anything, but can he pick up? Do you think he can pick up on like how you're feeling, without you even saying anything?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's just yes. It's like yes. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. For sure.
We're in the court of law right now. Yes.
Do you feel like he knows you? He knows you a lot.
He knew me before I was even born.
That's facts. Hey. That's a fact. That's
can
a
we drop a bomb fact. For that, Mark?
Yeah, hey. Drop a bomb. I ain't expect that. All right, man. So
let's go.
Can you tell me a time, or not even just a time? How does your dad create a safe space for you, or how does he make you feel safe?
I don't have an answer for that.
That's like, okay.
There's no direct answer.
Of course not, politician.
But there's no answer in general.
I got you. All right, but I think just from your conversation by you saying when he comes through the door and you walk up to him, you want to do and tell him those stories, there's a level of safety there to be able to feel like you can talk to him.
Especially when you got eight queued up.
Yeah, especially when you got them queued up.
Most of the time, usually I have one story, but it's really long. So he'll come through the door and I'll be like, I have a story. And he'll be like, okay, let me, I have a call. You could tell me it later. Mm-hmm. 1 hour goes by, 2 hours go by, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This boy is going to run for president, you hear me?
He finally gets off the phone. I completely forget the story.
I dodged your bullet.
So I'm just looking at him like, was this intended? Was this planned?
But he's ready, but he gets to it. Like, hey, I ain't forget about you, kid. Let's sometimes. Talk about the story. Yeah, sometimes. Absolutely. All right. Then, let me ask you a question, right? I think this is a really good question for you. Do I allow you, because sometimes we have conversations, sometimes we don't. I might ask questions, sometimes you might not answer, sometimes. Do I make you feel safe to tell me anything that's on your mind? Be honest. Do you feel safe talking to me and telling me what's going on with your day? Do you feel safe telling me how you feel?
I think so.
Okay. That's okay. You can think so. If you don't, would you tell me? If you felt like you were unsafe and you didn't feel like you can talk to me about something, would you let me know that?
I would not.
You wouldn't? That's good to know. That's good to know, right? All right, so thank you for that, son, being honest. You feel like that was an honest answer?
Yeah.
DJ, can I ask you a question? So how about with your mom? Do you feel more comfortable telling your mom than you would tell your dad when it comes to certain things?
It's like the same thing, except she gets off the phone like until like three minutes, like that's very short.
Okay.
All right. So good. I'm there for you. All right. Cool. What about you, Lynn? Do you feel safe coming to me? Do I create a safe environment for you?
Mm-hmm. Very much, because I know that you won't judge and you'll listen to what I'm saying and you'll give good advice.
All right, good enough. I'll take it. All right. So, you got something to say? All
right,
so
let me just keep it real with you when it comes to this dude, right? So he is a master prankster. He's a master prankster. He loves pranks. And guess what I hate?
What's that?
Being pranked.
Being pranked.
All right, mm-hmm. So we would find some times where, you know, he'll call me, he'll say something, and literally it's no longer a safe space.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what? What happened? I hear a couple, no, Dad, I was just joking. Yeah. It'll be funny sometimes, dude. I told you, your mama told you.
I blame that on the internet, because this one likes to do pranks, too.
She's a prankster?
She's a prankster.
She's thinking of pranks right now.
Yeah, she's thinking about pranks right now, man. She's a big prankster. She's always, and you know, it's cool or whatever, but she be just like all them hiding spaces and stuff like that. I'll be going through a room and be seeing stuff that I've been looking for a long time in a room. And it's a prank.
All right, so that was, we just have two more questions and then we're going to wrap up and jump up out of here. You guys are doing wonderfully, by the way. We appreciate you all. Is it something that your father does now that you just don't understand why it's happening? Like why? I don't understand this, but they always tell you, like, in due time you'll get it, but right now you just don't get it. Or is it anything that you recently didn't understand, but you're understanding now of why they're doing it? What's that?
So when I was young, when I still lived in Brooklyn before she was born. My dad would use words like when he would call his friends, "Yo, what's good? What's up?" And he would always flip his head like, "Yo, what's good? Yo, what's poppin'?" And little 6-year-old me was so confused by these words that he was using. It sounded like a different language to me. And he would also speak a mix of Haitian Creole and English. So whenever he started speaking Haitian Creole, I thought he was an alien. I had a very vivid imagination. I've always been interested in space. So whenever he was talking in Haitian Creole, I thought he was an alien. And I thought we lived in space.
Yo, it's over! I love it!
We're mental, ladies and gentlemen.
I was very confused as a child. But now that I get older, kids in my school use words like, "Yo, what's good? What's popping? What's cracking?"
So I was ahead of my time, though, right? We said the twins.
And I think I understand it because you grew up in he grew up in New York, and people who live in New York use very interesting words, to say the least. They'll be like, yo, guess what happened? Yo, what's up? What's good? What's
all right, man. Yo, thank you.
You took it too far.
You see why you gotta tell the stories in 5 parts, right?
Yo, call me, bro. Call me. These stories are great. He said, "No, we was from space, straight up."
Jesus.
All right. So is there anything that, and everyone doesn't have to answer, is there anything that maybe you recently just started understanding why these things are happening, or that you still don't understand what's going on? Go ahead.
I still don't understand why I gotta pay for a certain stuff. So, like, y'all pay for my clothes, all right, cool. I pay for some food, all right, cool, but what am I paying for my dance class for?
Adulthood.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not an adult.
Right. And this is, all right, cool. Can I answer? Mm-hmm. All right, so, and I'll be truthfully honest with you guys. London pays for almost 80% of everything that she has.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Almost 80%. And, you know, her mom is still like, "Yo, bro, that's still your child. You got to start paying." And I'm like, "Yo, I get it." But London also has a job. Right, London has a job, and London, just the other day, what did we do? We walk downstairs, like, so she pays me every week. Well, she pays herself every week, mm-hmm. right? And I know the money, when she leaves her hand, is dwindling, and she's like, "Yo, bro, like, what's going on?" But what did we do yesterday when we walked downstairs to the basement?
We counted it.
We counted the money that you saved up. Was it a good amount?
Yeah.
as a nice little, as a nice little chicken. But I absolutely want to be clear on a simple fact that I think now, just looking when her mom called me and checked me, like, hey, listen, you know, we still gotta, you know, she's 14. I've come to the realization that I meant some of the stuff. I mean, all right, I gotta slow down on. Like, I should be able to provide for her for certain things, but I see her and I'm like, look at her, like she's just flourishing. Like, she got her own money, she pay for her own stuff, she make her own money, she's doing her thing. But at the same time, she's still a child and she's still my child. So I gotta understand that she's not a grown up, she's not in the world by herself, and that she still has parents that can help and provide for her. So I can understand why you won't understand all of that. But do you get a little bit of it?
Is the goal for you to teach her financial literacy? Absolutely. As number one? And number two, teaching her how to be independent.
Absolutely. Two for sure. For that. Of course. For sure. But and like you said, like at that point, I think she got it, right? So, you know, sometimes when you see somebody, and this goes for relationships too, when you see somebody doing their thing and they super independent, doesn't mean that they don't still need your care. They don't still need your love. They don't still need you to, they can buy their own stuff, but you can still go out there and buy them something. You still can look out for them, right? We don't want to get to a point where she gets too independent and she doesn't, not so much rely on people, but, understand that people can still be there for her. I don't want her to be too independent. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got my own. No, we ain't on that type of time. That's toxic. It's still, I still will receive as I give. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So I still want her to be able to receive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I get that. Is there anything? I'm scared. Ooh. I'm scared ass DJ. he cooking up like, yo.
What you got, DJ? All
right. So is there anything that daddy does right now that you just don't understand why I do it? And you wish you had more clarity. You can take her out.
Why do you like call so much people? Like, I don't understand.
Well, I'm always on the phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Oh, that's great. As a 7-year-old, that is a great question. So mainly why I'm always on the phone is either I'm talking to these guys right here. You see these guys sitting around the table? I'm normally talking to them about corny dads. We're normally talking about business. We're normally talking about how we can influence you guys' lives to do much better as we're waiting for our, my little one to exit the room. Because it is nap time. This is real life stuff that we're doing. Like, this is not, we're not making this up. This is nap time. But yeah, so, you know, being on a phone is a part of what we do on a daily basis of being able to communicate with the people that we need to communicate with. And sometimes the conversations go a little bit deeper and longer than what they need to be. But I can understand that. Is this something that you would like me to do better than or more? Like, you want me to be off the phone a little bit more, spend more time with you guys? Is that something you would like?
Of course I would like that.
All right. So in real time, you see, my son wants me to spend more time with him instead of being on a phone, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
We're going to work.
Absolutely.
I think this one would share the same sentiments, right? Is that what you were going to reiterate?
So one thing that I still don't understand and probably never will is, so I love, like, video games. Like, lots of people play video games, but for me, it's like to a different extent. I will play every single day, every minute of the day, unless something more interesting than video games comes up. I spend a lot of money on these games, and something I don't understand is if I spend my own money on the game. Yes. Sometimes he'll be like, "No, Amir, you can't get this," because he still has to drive me to places to use my own money. So what I don't understand is that as long as I'm using my own money, I don't understand why it's such a problem to drive me there.
Oh, I'm gonna let you go ahead and answer that, my boy. That's a hell of a question.
That's a great question. That's a great observation.
Wait,
for me, and notice, if you are a frequent Corny Dad's watcher of the show, his hand gestures that he makes is something that I also make. So this is definitely my child. Mm-hmm. No more he needed. No, but seriously, trying to teach him financial literacy. Like, he has a bearded dragon, and we're attempting to buy him a bigger tank. And I said, Amir, we need to save up money so we can buy this tank. Mm-hmm. So I am trying to do what you're doing with London right now, which is showing them, teaching them financial literacy. Mm-hmm. You have to put yourself on a budget, save money, so that you could acquire things that you like and things that you need. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just dump everything. I've been bamboozled out of $100 for a Roadblocks investment. So now when I come back with a zero balance and I said, what is the investment? Now we have to teach you lessons of what an investment is, mm-hmm. right? So I think it's important for all parents, all Corny Dads and moms around the world, and we'll address that in another time, in another episode, but financial literacy. So that's what I'm trying to teach you with that, financial literacy. All right.
Still understand, but... Is there anything that you don't understand, Justin, at this very moment, or is it something that you just recently understood of why it was happening?
I don't have an answer.
All right, cool. Not
a problem. Justin's playing the safe today, man. Yeah. He's saying all safe. Like, man.
Listen.
He's dodging. I am 100% sure I don't have an answer.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
So, you heard it here first. The Corny Dads are with their dope kids doing dope things. We're all happy that everyone is able to tune in. We are so proud of each and every one of you guys for showing up on here, being present with us and spending that hour with us, and also engaging in the conversation and being honest. I think that's probably the biggest thing, just being truthful, upfront, and honest in real time. So I hope everyone can... Yo, these are our kids.
Yo, word
they're
up.
Here, y'all. This is what makes us Corny Dads. You understand what I'm saying? So any other Corny Dads got anything to say before we log off, or are we good?
I have something to say.
Our boss got something to
go
say.
Go ahead, man.
All right, boss.
What did you say, boss?
I forgot.
No problem. On three, everyone.
Give us a dad. You so corny, man. You the voice behind it.
You are the voice.
Dad, you so corny.
Yeah! That's it right there. We done. Stay corny, y'all.
Stay corny.
Stay corny.
Stay corny.
Dad, you so corny.
Yo.